since I've been on this planet. It seems to me that what I showed up here for has something to do with teaching self-reliance. I haven't been able to escape it at any time in my life. When I was a little boy living in a foster homes and in orphanages, when the new children would come in, they would always come and say, "Where's Wayne?" And they'd go find me someplace, and some little girl would be crying or whatever, and they'd say, "Wayne, why don't you take this little girl and show her?" And I'd take her away, and I'd say, "It's a great place, and you're going to have such a great time here, and you're going to learn, and there's no parents here. I mean, this is fantastic. There's nobody telling you what to do all the time." And this was 4, 5, 6, 7 years of age. And I've been doing it ever since. When I was in high school, I did it. When I was in the military, I was giving courses on epistemology and self-directedness. Just volunteering. I would get 30, 40 guys in the Navy coming to the classes, and we would discuss these kinds of things. I was helping people who were having to deal with the system there. I was writing essays and even novels when I was a teenager, always about these kinds of issues of self-reliance. I've been living this stuff all my life. It's almost as if this is a deeper, more purposeful part of what my life is here for. This is what I showed up here for. And when you get tuned into that, and that becomes your overriding concern, you have like an overriding spiritual kind of objective, this deep desire. And all of the other little petty things that begin to show up in your life are just minor distractions.